Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and what a day it is. I am Dr. Jerry Robinson, and I want to welcome you to Blog Talk Radio. And I am so excited about what is happening in our world today. I just want to say thank you for listening in with me today as we cover a couple of things that I feel in my heart will be advantageous to you as the listener. This is the Days of Harvest Ministries, and we are excited about the harvest. We're talking today, I just want to say, give a shout out to Mr. Patrick Cook, who has made this possible for us. What a great gentleman, fine entrepreneur who has pioneered some things in this area of social media, where we are able to come and reach out to you as things have been laid in our hearts to convey to you, the listeners, from our point of view as well as from the biblical standpoint of what our ministry represents. Thank you, Mr. Patrick Cook. And to all of you who are listening today, who will become listeners in the future, I just want to tell you that we do love you, and that Jesus is loving you through me and this Harvest Ministry right now. All right, what are we going to be talking about in the days to come? I thought something was very exciting that you would like to hear from the heart of the Lord concerning us as believers. And this I have, it's called, and it's part about confessions of faith. Confessions of faith. Now, I'm going to say some things today that may be alarming to you, may be a little different, may have a different twist, but I just want you to follow me and listen to what is being shared as we go through this particular segment. We're going to be talking about communications of faith, communications of faith taken from our confessions. I want to say that, you know, some of us who are listening, basically the Bible, the Word of God, the Scriptures as we know them, and your Bible, was written to not unbelievers, but believers. And I'm not trying to push unbelievers out. Don't want to by any means. As a matter of fact, if you're not a believer, I want you to become one. But these letters that we read from the prophets of old all the way to the New Testament were written solely to people who were already in contact or relationship or even seeking to have a relationship with God, Jehovah, Yahweh in that respect, and even to the New Testament, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So with that said, all of these letters that have been written from the New Testament, Matthew all the way to the book of Revelation, and the Old Testament, from Genesis all the way to Malachi, well, they were written especially to us who believe. So with that said, now, I want to, and if you're not a believer today, I pray by the end of the broadcast or the broadcast that you will turn your heart to the Lord and find out the greatness and the goodness of who He is in this earth. I don't want to start without just saying a quick word of prayer that maybe some of you are listening as you go with me. Father, I want to thank you for the opportunity that Blog Talk Radio has presented to us today to minister and to reach out to the people that are hearing us both near and afar. Let every word that is spoken fall on good ground, that it will produce fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. In Jesus' name. All right, let's get into the Word of God. I guess you can call this kind of like a morning seminar or either a seminar on the air. What I want to talk about today is, as I've shared with you a few minutes ago, we want to talk about the communications of faith. We want to use for a background and a theme, a text, particular passage of scripture from the book of Philemon, or for some of you, Philemon. And the book is Philemon's and the verse is 6, and this is what it states. He says that the communication of my faith may become effectual by my acknowledging every good thing which is in me in Christ Jesus. Now, before we get started with it, I want to give you a little bit of background of who and what we are talking about. Can I just tell you a little bit about us as a ministry? We are a Days of Harvest Ministries. We were formed in 1986, and our purpose and goal was to perfect the saints for the work of the ministry, you know, to help those who are lost to be saved, and to remember those who are sick to be healed, and to preach deliverance to the captives, and to promote righteousness and kingdom living globally and through the word of God. And I know in this day and time, I tell you, if we ever needed the word of the Lord, we need it now. And we've said that in the times past, but we even say it more in this day and time. We're living in pretty perilous times. And I would say also that we're living in a real tough time of season as we know it today. Yes, we've been called by the Lord. We've been ordained as a kingdom. We want to preach kingdom living. As for such a time as this, and we want to kind of give you a clear message with the help of Christ to understand what is being conveyed to you as a listener and a believer today, and those of you who are not to become believers, what the mind of the Lord is concerning you and me. Let me talk to you a little bit about this confession of faith and the communications of our faith today. Let me give you a little bit of background. First of all, the word, we want to talk about confessions because that's basically what we all do in some form or manner. We make confessions about the word of God. We confess that we're believers, and we confess that we know the Lord. We confess, and if we were born again, if we're born again, we made a confession that we believe that Christ had delivered us from sin. So let's talk about the word confession, and let's kind of get an understanding of what the confession word meant, it really kind of simply means in this particular text and passage in which we're dealing with today. The confession, the word confession is taken from a Greek word, which is homologio, and that is to speak the same thing. And I'm going to tell you something, if we ever needed to say the same thing, wow, in the world today as believers, we need to say the same thing. And I'm not saying, and I'm talking about, I'm not talking about rhetoric, jargon, hearsays, things that could be possible. I'm talking about the absolute truth, the ultimate and the penultimate of truth, not the antepenultimate, but the truth itself, and that is the word of God. And I think, as a matter of fact, I voiced that we should say the same things as preachers and leaders in the body of Christ. And I tell you what, that is a confession by itself. We need to have the same thing being said. With that said, it's taken, now these two words that I use, homologia, which is homolos, and which means the same, and lego, which means to speak. These words are defined as to declare, admit, to assent, accord, to have one accord, to be in agreement with. And one reference scripture that we use is John chapter 1 and verse 20, when John confessed it, he said, I'm not the Christ, I'm not the one that you're looking for, but I do confess that he has come and that I'm a forerunner for him. You can read that when you have time. But his confession was that he was just a voice of one crying in the wilderness to prepare the way of the Lord. That means he was admitting and he was declaring, as we will today, that he was a voice. You can also read Acts chapter 24, verse 14, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13, and you can get a better understanding of what that is. This word confession really means. One more time, Acts chapter 24, verse 14, and Hebrews 11, verse 13. Now, what is that word really implicate here? We have a word that we use in the English vernacular. And it is called homogenize. And that word homogenize is used to blend diverse elements of small particles to break them down and to make them blend evenly. Homogenize, yes, we have the word homogenized. That means that we should all be blending together with our confessions, saying the same thing in the body of Christ. What is faith? You know, that terminology has been used so many times. I have faith. I use my faith as a tool or as a maze, a means to know God. But what is faith exactly? Let me be as simple as possible with it. It's taken from the Greek word pismos. And I use Greek words because, and I don't want to get into all of these things, but the Greek word that we use, the Greek terminology is because most of our language in English vernacular were taken from that particular segment of voice during the particular time that the Bible was being written. Even though it was written in Aramaic and Hebrew, when it was translated, and I don't want to get into all of that, but it was translated to our understanding through Greek terminology. So I just wanted to use Greek terminology as a basis for which we get most of our words anyway from the English. So I wanted to let you have an understanding of why we're using Greek. But the word pistis means primarily a firm persuasion, which is faith, a conviction based upon hearing. As you know, in Romans chapter 10, that we say that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Verse 17. Now, listen at this. In Romans chapter 4 and verse 17 and verse 20 and 21, we're talking about the father of faith, who is Abraham. Who is Abraham. As we go back in the Old Testament, we'll find that he was considered to be, as we quote unquote say, the father of faith, because he believed God for impossible circumstances. And the Bible declares to us that he believed against hope. And we'll talk about that maybe in another segment. But he was the word believed there, the Bible said he believed God so, he had so much faith in the Lord that it was imputed to him for righteousness. Wow, I tell you what kind of faith is that we would have a man believing God so much so that he believed that so much that he would be named righteous because of his belief. And if we ever, and I want to say this, if we've ever had a time in our day that we need to believe and trust, it's now. It's now. All right, let's get into what Philemon is saying about the communication of faith. Let me give you a little bit of background of who Philemon or Philemon is. His name means loving or affectionate. Now, he was a convert of the Apostle Paul. As you were reading in his book in verse 2, he had a church in his house, and he resided in the city of Colossae. Now, let me tell you about that. That is where we find that city where Paul wrote the letter to the Colossians, as we know them, in the New Testament. And this is the city in which Philemon dwelt in. Now, he was there also with several other people that I name in this particular passage, because they are characters that needed to be noted concerning their responsibility and the part that they played in the development of what Paul was writing in his letter to Philemon, because of his witness and his communications that he had made to the saints in that particular city. Now listen at this. The letters were written to the group of people from the Apostle Paul, but from study we also see that Philemon was converted. He was not converted in Colossae. He was converted in Ephesus, and so he took his message back to his city so that they could hear the good news. And I tell you what, this is good. Let me tell you something. This is just good old-fashioned news. You've heard everything else all throughout the tabloids, the media. You've watched it. And, man, this is a time, I'm telling you, that knowledge is running to and fro in the earth. Communications is everywhere. And what marvelous technology we have now, where we can communicate on any level. We have all types of areas that we can communicate in and through. But I want to tell you, and we're communicating a lot of things, but I just want to bring you some good news today. Good news that the gospel, the Lord, has favored us and bringing us into communications of faith. Good news, good news, good news. All right, okay. I'm excited. I'm telling you, I'm excited about the good news. The good news. Listen, first of all, second of all, as he took his message to his city, the other names of the characters I want to introduce you to, these characters were Archippus, and who was Philemon's son, I'm sorry, and his daughter-in-law, Ophelia. Now, they were together with him in this house in his church house. And, you know, that was during the time when people had church in their houses. Wow. You know, and I'll tell you what, as you read the Old Testament, the New Testament in the book of Acts, the Bible says they went from house to house, breaking bread and communing with each other in the fellowship of the Lord. And you know what, there's nothing wrong with having a house church today. I'm not saying that I don't know what we've gotten off with certain things, but, you know, people used to fellowship back, as we would say, back in the day. But now, hardly ever, you can't even find out who your neighbor is, and I'm not going to get on that subject. But anyway, they had a house church, and they were fellowshipping, and Paul writes this letter to them, encouraging them. Now, listen to this. I want to make mention of their names because they played an important part in the effects, and this is what we're talking about today, effects. They played an important part in the effects of Christianity on social relationships in that day generally. And they had the spirit of love and justice, which were destined to reorganize society. Now, I'm going to make a statement here. If society has ever needed to be reorganized, can you agree with me that it is today? Because I believe that we have come into so much disorder and so much chaos within these last few years. So many things have taken place. And I don't want to get into that particular part of it. I want to stay with the Word of God. But so many diverse things have come into the earth in these last 10 years that have just been, to us, seemingly overwhelming. And, you know, we live in the United States of America, the great U.S. of A., and we don't experience as many problems as other countries do. So for the most part, the things that you and I experience have little or no comparison to what other people are experiencing in other parts of the world. And I just want to tell you that if we are experiencing hard times in this society, in this particular country, envision what is happening to other people around the world. And with that said, I wanted to say that it is our responsibility, it is our fiduciary right, and as well as our God-given responsibility, is incumbent upon us as you and me as believers to announce the good news that there is a purpose and a reason for being in this earth today. So that's why we're doing this today. We are communicating our faith and letting you know that you have purpose and that life is worth the living. All right, with that being said, let's talk about and you know, I won't want to deal with this, but you know, in anything we need today is to, as I shared, the reorganizing of our society. But that's a tall order, and I won't discuss that right now. We'll just deal with that in another segment, Lord willing, as we move on. Let me tell you a little bit about Philemon and what was going on here. I'll give you a brief synopsis, and then we'll get into the letter that Paul wrote him and how he is communicating his faith to the believers. First of all, you know, this letter that we're reading, that it is the date and place it was written in Rome, about 64 A.D. And Paul is the author, of course. And in the summary, Paul is writing from the Roman jail, I believe, at this particular time. His theme is about Onesimus, who is a runaway slave of Philemon, a Christian of Colossae, had robbed his master. Can you envision it? He robbed his master. Or he stole money from his boss. How about that? Robbed his master and fled to Rome. And therefore, he meets Paul there in Rome. And because he meets Paul there in Rome, he becomes a convert of Paul. And after he becomes a convert, Paul sends him back to Philemon, who is his master, with a letter. Now, can you envision that? A man who stole from his boss, he ran and got away, and now he's got to go back. It's kind of like you and me saying, no way, Jose, I'm not going back. I stole from my boss, and there is no way I'm going back there. You're going to put me in jail. But because he was converted, listen at that, converted. Look what conversion does for you. It gives you a new outlook on life. It changes your mind. As a matter of fact, it makes you do right when you would do wrong. Wow. Conversion. And you know what? Can I say something about that today? There are so many people who are confessing conversion, but no change. And if you know you've been changed when you're going back to the person you stole or robbed. And I know I get a lot of amen applause out there on that one. So we know that he was converted genuinely. And this is what he goes back and he gives Philemon this letter, and now he's in the writing is to plead that he pleads the case. Paul is pleading the case of this guy, like a stand-in man or an attorney of Onesimus, for forgiveness and restoration to the favor of Philemon. And here we go, and this is where we pick up Philemon. And Philemon writes, you know, his letter, Paul writes to him and says these words. He says, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Philemon, and verse 1, and Timothy, the brother unto Philemon, our dearly beloved, and fellow laborer. He says this, to our beloved Aphelia and Archippus, our fellow soldiers, to the church in thy house. And I should share with you earlier that Philemon had a church in his house, and that's where they had worship. He says, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers. Paul said, I'm praying for you always. Hearing of thy love, and here you are finding again that his name means love and affection. Hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast towards the Lord Jesus and towards all saints, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. For we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. Listen at that. Man, if we ever need some refreshing words today, wow, this is the letter that Paul writes to Philemon and says, look, I am so excited about you bringing joy, gladness, and refreshing the saints about their hope in Christ. He said, I'm praying for you always. And so here I am today on this broad radio, sending you the same message that Paul the Apostle wrote to Philemon by telling him how refreshing he was to the believers in his city for communicating his faith and having effects on them to turn them to the Lord and to keep them rooted and grounded in the truth. Listen at that. And even to his own person, his enemy at this particular time, Onesimus, who robbed him and took his money and fled to another city, and now he even forgives him because he's been commissioned by the Apostle Paul to come back and to apologize. Now, I want to ask a question. You know, in this day and time, if somebody came back and apologized to us about something that they committed against us, and they pleaded for forgiveness, I want to know from both of you all out there, and when we start getting calls, I want you to just kind of get an idea of what people are thinking. How many of us would truly forgive them and let them come back? You just pondered that in your heart for a minute. How many of us would really say, you know what, I forgive you, come on back, and I accept you? Okay, I'm glad I don't see anybody raising hands. I can't see you raising hands. I don't know, but you know what? That's a tall order as well. How many of us would truly forgive? But anyway, let me move on. Let's talk about the confession of faith. But Paul says here, he says, I want to say something that the communications of your faith. Now, what is the communications of Philemon's faith, of Philemon's faith? His communication, what is the word communication exactly? The word communications is taken from the root word commune, which we have the Greek word koinonia, which means to be able to associate or to have accord. And in this day and time, I don't know what we call communing now. And I don't want to get into I want to hear the good side of this. Paul says that he says to him, your communion and your communication with the Lord. Let me talk about this just for a minute. And you know, man, that time, wow, looks like time is just getting away here. But listen, the only way that Philemon or Philemon could communicate his faith effectually was that he had first a relationship with God himself. And that's, therefore, he was communicating his communion. Wow, I feel like just running up and down my street right now about saying that. If we're going to communicate effectually in this day and time our faith, your faith, then we're going to have constant communion with the person in whom we say we have faith in. Does that make sense? He is communicating his communion with the Lord to the believers there in Colossae. And watch what he says, and this is what we're theming, this is what we're going to talk about in these next few broadcasts. He says that the communications of my faith may become effectual by my acknowledging every good thing which is in me in Christ Jesus. Communications, communion. That it may become effectual. That my faith, that my belief, that my trust, that my confidence that I have, that I declare, that I confessed, will become effective or have effects on you by me acknowledging every good thing that's in me. Now, let me say something here. One of the things that I notice in this day and time is that people in this day and hour are saying so many negative things. We have so many people that are depressed, so many people that are oppressed, so many people that are possessed by things and the cares of this life, and seemingly, and especially in this hour, they have nothing good that they can acknowledge that is happening around them in our system. So many murderers, so many rapes and disorders of conduct and behavior in the society in which we live, and it seems like nobody has anything good basically to say anymore. And that's why I'm on Broad Radio today, to tell you that you have good things happening on the inside of you. And just as fear works in them, so does salvation work in you and me. And so therefore, the Lord has made it possible that you and I can acknowledge every good thing that is in us in Christ Jesus. What would be a good thing for me to acknowledge today? He says that the communication of my faith may become effectual. Wow, I'm running out of time, but listen to this. I want you to hear this today. I want to get this in before we cut off today. Listen, he says that the communication of my faith may become effective to you by my acknowledging every good thing that is in me in Christ Jesus. Well, what is a good thing that I should acknowledge? Let me start by saying this today, and we're gonna pick this back up on the next broadcast. But listen what he said. Let me acknowledge what the psalmist said. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm not going to get up in the morning, and I'm not going to step out of my bed and say, woe is me, here it is another day. Oh, this is Monday blues, this is a blog, I just can't take it. No, I'm going to get up by acknowledging that this is the day that the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to look out of different eyes today. I'm not going to look out the same eyes that I looked out of in maybe times past. And I'm going to say that this is the greatest day of my life because this is the day that the Lord has made. And not only that, but I'm going to rejoice in it. And I am going to be glad in it. I'm not just going to rejoice, but I'm going to be glad in it. I'm going to say, look, okay, we're running out of time. Well, let me tell you, with you out there today, God bless you. I just got a few seconds left, but I want to say this. Come back and tune in again. Let's talk some more. Let me communicate the faith that God has put inside of me. Let's get some things rolling here. Let's pick it back up and let's find out the good things that are inside of us, and let's begin to acknowledge them and to share them and to communicate them to each other so we can build each other up and edify each other and make each other be aware of the good things that are happening around us and not the bad things. Let's get the good news. Let's bring good communications, and let's bring great tidings of gladness about who we are as believers in Christ Jesus. God bless you.